from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah, it definitely set in for me when I definitely got on that plane ride. That's when it definitely hit me. Like, that's what hit me the hardest, because, you know, I've never been to Chicago, Illinois ever. And as soon as I landed, you know, I was over there like I felt like a tourist, because I was over there looking side to side, looking at all windows, like, oh, they're feeling nice and trying to be, trying to sightsee while I was in the plane and when I got off, got onto my car too. And, it really hit me hard, because, you know, it's just like all that, like I said, that's my dream, and I'm just happy to be here.
Also want to ask you, with the city itself, what excites you most about being in Chicago, and what are you looking forward to doing when you get a little bit of time to explore?
In person, I don't think I've ever seen, do you guys have a skyscraper?
Back from Atlanta, California, to my sweet home, Chicago.
Yeah, we got skyscrapers. And on Wednesday, you know, they do the Navy Pier fireworks. They do them Wednesdays and Saturdays. And Owen loves fireworks so much, my 4-year-old. And we took him to the city last year for him. And then him and I did the 4th of July fireworks this year. But we didn't keep Eli up for him. And Owen just was rubbing it in his face. Eli, I saw the fireworks last night. You went to bed. Like, just like taunting his little brother.
Good kid.
About how Eli couldn't stay up to see the fireworks. So we were like, all right, that's not very nice, buddy. Like, we'll all go see the fireworks and we'll keep Eli awake. So we did like a trains, planes, and automobiles situation. They rode the train down, which any 2- and 4-year-old boy, train's the greatest thing in the world, until you get on a boat. So they took the train down. I did the show on Wednesday. Then I walked over to Union Station, met them. We took water taxi from Union Station to Navy Pier.
Underrated thing, by the way. So cool.
Super underrated.
Take it from anywhere to Chinatown, go get dinner, take it back downtown, $3, $4, whatever.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And you can, get off at Michigan Avenue, get off at Navy Pier, Chinatown, whatever, and see the city from the river. It's incredible.
Will they go out to my house?
They won't go all the way.
I'm not ready for that, for that commute.
Dude, tell me about it. Any level of the commute that isn't on the freaking Kennedy is amazing. But we're on the boat, and they're like, you got to sit down. Eli can't see over the ledge if he's not standing up.
Why is he so small?
Well, he's 2. And so he's just squirming around and being a jerk, and I was holding him by the ledge, and he threw his toy cement mixer thing into the river. Then the guy had to scoop it out because he started crying. So the guy scoops out the cement mixer. Oh, yeah.
Well, so were you docked or moving?
Docked.
Okay.
Docked.
Like, they didn't turn around the whole last taxi.
No.
Cement mixer.
No. We were docked.
Okay.
But, kid starts melting down, throws it overboard, whatever. So train, boat, Navy Pier. All right. They want hot dogs and pizza. Done. Go to the food court at Navy Pier.
Easy.
No problem. Of course, ordering hot dogs with ketchup in Chicago, whatever.
$625 later, exactly. They have their hot dog and pizza.
A gazillion dollars. Exactly. Steph got a bottle. Like, she got the hot dogs, brought back water. I'm like, I'm getting beer. Like, I don't know why you're trying to do this entirely sober. Then want to go on the Ferris wheel. I've never been on the Ferris wheel before.
That one or a Ferris wheel?
On that Ferris wheel. I've been on a Ferris wheel before. I've never been on the Navy Pier Ferris wheel before. It's the most touristy thing in the world. It's like $65 for the 3 of us to go on the Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
But incredible view. I had a great time. Kids had a great time. We gave them ice cream right before we got into that line. Big mistake.
Sure.
They were going insane. I tried to tell the lady, I was like, don't let us go into this 8-person car. Like, I know I didn't pay for a private car, but I'm just telling you that, like, you put us in with 4 other people. These kids are bouncing off the walls with sugar. Like, they're going to ruin another family's experience.
Yeah.
And they actually didn't.
Good.
I think they got kind of intimidated by being 300 feet in the air in a glass tube. And they kind of were like clutching to us or whatever. But had a great time.
They should. The boys have a healthy respect for heights.
They do. Healthy respect for height. So we got the train. We got the boat. We got the pizza and the hot dogs. We got the Ferris wheel. Then, like, all right, we're going to make it. About 8:30, we get done with the Ferris wheel. And keep in mind, both the kids are asleep by now by normally 45 minutes, an hour.
Yeah.
Like, all right, we are going to leave Navy.
Nice.
We're going to leave Navy Pier and walk towards like Columbia Yacht Club, like down by the where the boats are docked to see the fireworks from over there. So we have an easier walk back to the Prudential Building where the cars park. So we're like hoofing it and going like down the thing, the lakeshore. I'm exhausted. Get there, come back, and I'm just watching the fireworks. We get there. I'm like, that's the greatest thing in the world, man. I just did afternoon drive in this city. Got my two boys, complete tourist, deep dish, hot dogs, fireworks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Navy Pier, Ferris wheel, tourists, the people we shared the Ferris wheel with were from Mexico. They were, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, I don't know that any Chicagoan ever hangs out on Navy Pier.
No.
Like, I don't.
We don't do that.
Every single person on Navy Pier felt like a tourist, other than me and us. And it was just
Speaks just like for his like quarterly visit.
But I feel like I should take the water taxi once a week just to see the city. You have a huge appreciation for the city. The redone Riverwalk. I know you spend a bunch of time down there.
Yeah,
the Riverwalk is so beautiful,
dude. My girlfriend lives right on the Riverwalk. We'll just go down and if we're gonna get like a glass of wine,
you
at
should
the end
do
of
it
night,
every day.
Just do it at City Winery. Why wouldn't you?
It's so awesome,
perfect.
And I know that's not any crazy revelation for people that are down here, but when I lived in the city back in the day, none of that existed.
Right.
None of that, like that is such a great job.
It's something Rom absolutely crushed.
He crushed.
Rom crushed the Riverwalk.
Like you go down, and I've been down it before, but just like to reiterate it, there's so much green space and drinking space and kayak rentals and photographs and private boat tours and like it's so amazing to see the city from that vantage point. So it was a touristy day with two maniac kids. But I felt like a tremendous amount of appreciation. And my life's been like very, very chaotic recently as I just do like a little live therapy here on the radio. But I would say that like feeling a lot of gratitude for all the things that my family had been through in the last couple of years. And then I got these two boys and I got my wife and I was able to do this dream job and then have that incredible day in the city and then like wake up the next morning and just doing an insane amount of planning right now. We're less than 4 weeks out from this radiothon, so things are getting absolutely insane. But people should, if you want to get involved, you could DM me or 670radiothon@gmail.com. But just be ready for an incredible day of programming, August 15th to the 16th, 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's going to be the biggest fundraiser in the history of this radio station.
Did Owen
very confident
or Eli dislike anything? Like, were they met with any adversity?
No adversity.
Strong.
It was crazy. I mean, Owen fell asleep on the car ride home. Eli didn't. Eli was running around the park during the fireworks, like still on the sugar high from the ice cream. Like that kid, like we put him to bed at 7:30. He was sprinting in the field, just running in circles.
Does he have ice cream at home?
I mean, not during the day. Sometimes, like if it's real hot, or they'll like do like a
popsicle or something.
Yeah, like a snack, like a dessert treat. Like during the day, we don't normally give it to him close to bedtime. But he was an absolute maniac. But no, man, it was just this is a beautiful, beautiful city, and I do think architecture tour, Navy Pier, Ferris wheel, the stereotypically touristy things. Appreciate those things every now and again. So, in conclusion, I would never say it to his face, obviously. Speaks was right. Good city to be a tourist in.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just saying.
He do it once a year, maybe twice a year, maybe two times a summer with your family. Speaks does it every damn weekend.
Right. No, I know.
He's just always hanging out downtown. Guy's never heard that we have neighborhoods.
I know. That's that.
What, 84 neighborhoods here? I think
that is a difference, the frequency of it, but I really, really, really enjoyed
77.
Have either of you guys done the Ferris wheel in Navy Pier?
No. The old one, not this current one. This current one's like a spaceship.
They changed it?
Yeah.
I think I did the old one then. Yeah.
I don't know.
Must have been like a field trip or something. Yeah. Right.
Gift from France, I think.
I just had never did it before. It's really nice. Really smooth. Not scary in any way.
Good. You're 38, right? 37. Yeah. I'm glad the Ferris wheel wasn't scary.
Proud of you.
I mean.
Big boy.
Yeah. Well, nice. You know.
It's a fun thing, man. It's okay to admit that the city is beautiful, right?
And touristy.
Right.
And touristy.
All right, but now take him to Pilsen.
Right, that's what I should probably do.
Yeah,
next.
Take him to Talia Hall.
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah. the real tour of Chicago.
Take your kids to O Block.
You want
to take him to the 4500 block of West Monroe?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You think that's where they would
show them everything?
Do you think that's where they would do their best work?
They would thrive.
Have Eli sprinting around throwing cement mixers at people.
Oh no!
You think that's a good idea? All right, I'll be sure to do that.
Show them everything.
Yeah, no, of course. We can talk about this Paris television show that's going on right now, also known as the Olympics. And then Dave Wansted will join us at 5. Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.